Okay, Shalom Aleichem Chevra. So we're going to continue our discussion of the sugya of Poris Mapa Umekadish, but tonight we're going to focus not on the Hafsaka case of Poris Mapa Umekadish, where one is eating into Shabbos and then interrupts his meal to make Kiddush, but rather the other type of Poris Mapa Umekadish, namely when one begins his meal once Shabbos has already arrived, but goes out of his way to cover the bread that's on his table prior to making Kiddush. So we're going to try to analyze the basis for that halacha. What is the reasoning for that halacha? We're going to pinpoint a number of different reasons that are offered in the Rishonim. And then hopefully we'll discuss a number of practical ramifications that arise from the variety of approaches that we're going to note. So let's begin with the Gemara itself, the Gemara in Psachim Kuf Amid Beis, where the Gemara reports a story about Rabba Bar Rav Huna Ikla Lebei Resh Gelusa. Rabba Bar Rav Huna visited the house of the Resh Gelusa. Aisu Tako Kame, they brought a plate before him. Paras Mapa Vekidesh, and he covered the plate with a tablecloth, and he made Kiddush. Then the Gemara says, Tane Nami Hachi. So there's a supporting braisa, She'in Mevi'en Es HaSholchan Ela Imkein Kiddush, that we don't bring out the table of food unless Kiddush has already been said, Ve'im Hevi Poris Mapa Umekadesh. And if the table was brought out, then a tablecloth should cover it. One should cover the table with a cloth, and then make Kiddush, then remove the cloth when he begins to eat. So the question here is, what exactly is the circumstance that the Gemara is dealing with? And this is a machlokas rishonim with respect to both the story about Rabba Bar Rav Huna and also the braisa that follows that story. So let's begin with the story of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ikla lebei resh gelusa, v'hayu misuvin al hasholchan be'erev Shabbos, v'kidesh alein ayom uparas mapa v'kidesh. Rashi says that the story of Rabba Bar Rav Huna and the Resh Gelusa was a story of what we call Hafsaka. It was a story where they were eating prior to Shabbos, then Shabbos arrived, and therefore they needed to cover the table in accordance with the position of Shmuel, that in the case of Hafsaka, the din is Poris Mapa Umekadesh, so they covered the table and they made Kiddush. So according to this Rashi, the story is dealing with a case of Hafsaka. However, the Rashbam disagrees, and the Rashbam in Dibur HaMaskil, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, so the Rashbam explains that V'hachi Perusha Rabba Bar Bar Chana Ikla Labirish Gelusa V'lo Hayu Ochlin Kodem Chashecha. They were not eating prior to dark. Ula Achar Sheyatzu Mibis HaKneses Hichshich. After they left Shul, after they left Mariv, it was dark out outside. So Aisu Tako Lekameh, so they brought a plate out. They brought the bread onto the table, like we do prior to Kiddush, and then therefore paras mapa ala lechem, and they covered the bread with a towel, with a cloth. And then they made Kiddush. Lafisha Bertzono, because it was really his will that lo hayu mevinas alechem ala shulchan ala achar kiddush, that they shouldn't bring the bread out until after kiddush, kiddisan lekame, as the brisa then goes on to say, lefikach paras mapa ala lechem. So therefore, he covered the bread. V'hainu ke'ein tziluk shulchan uchemisha eno dome. And there, in that way, it was as if the table was entirely removed, and it's as if it was not there. So you see from this Rashbam that the story of Rabba by Rav Huna was not a case of Hafsaka, but rather a case where they were eating after Shabbos already arrived, Shabbos already set in, and mistakenly the bread was brought out to the table prior to Kiddush. So to account for that mistake, the bread was covered, and then Kiddush was recited while the bread was covered. So you see from this Rashbam that the story of Rabba Bar Rav Huna and the Resh Gelusa is already the first indication that we have that there is such a din that Poris Mapa Umekadesh applies to a case where one is already when one is eating once Shabbos has already begun. Namely, that one is supposed to cover the bread during the time of Kiddush, even if he only started his meal after Shabbos already arrived. And the question would be, why? Now, before we get to answering that question of why, let's first analyze also the braisa that follows Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So we already saw from the Rashbam that according to the Rashbam, it flows very smoothly. Because the Braisa, when it says, Tanen Amihachi She'in Mevinas HaSholchan Elo Imkein Kidesh, is also dealing with a case where they began to eat only once Shabbos had arrived. So the Braisa is talking about the very same case that Rabba Bar Rav Huna and the Reish Galusa experienced. And the Braisa follows that through in its entirety, that you don't bring out the Shulchan on Friday night unless you've already made Kiddush. And if the table was already brought out, so then you cover it before you make Kiddush. That's the Rashbam. Rashi, however, interprets the Braisa differently, or at least he has two deos. So the first daya agrees with the Rashbam. Rashi Dibra Maskil Ein Mevienes HaSholchan. So Rashi says, Ein Mevienes HaSholchan Lechol Mishekidesh Hayom Elo Imkein Kidesh. That you don't bring out the table to eat once Shabbos has arrived unless you've already made Kiddush. According to that interpretation, so then Rashi agrees exactly with the Rashbam. And if that's the case, then this Braisa would be evidence for Rashi that there is such an idea of covering the bread before making Kiddush. However, in the next Dibur HaMaskil, the Imhevi, Rashi mentions another possible interpretation of the Braisa, where he says, Inami, or you could say, that Ein Mevienes HaShulchan Be'erev HaPesach Afilu Mibeod Yom Elo Imkein Kidesh Kida Amran De'afilu Rabbi Yosi Moda Be'erev HaPesach. That what's the Braisa talking about? It's addressing the case of Erev Pesach, a throwback to the previous Amud. We were talking about Erev Pesach, and we said that everybody agrees, not only Rabbi Yehuda, but also Rabbi Yossi, that one is not supposed to eat on Erev Pesach. So says Rashi that that's exactly what the Braisa is coming to say, that we don't bring out the table of food on Erev Pesach while it's still daytime, unless one has already made Kiddush, meaning one has already began his Seder, then that's the time to start his meal. But if that's the case, then this Braisa has really nothing to do with Shabbos, it has nothing to do with covering the bread before Kiddush, and if that's the case, then this Braisa is not an indication of this halacha, that one is supposed to cover the bread before making Kiddush. So, just interestingly, I'd just like to point out that if you combine two of the interpretations of Rashi, then what emerges is that we're actually left without any indication from the Gemara that there is such a halacha, that the bread is supposed to be covered at the time of Kiddush. Namely, if the story of Rabba Bar Rav Huna and the Reish Galusa was, as Rashi says it is, talking about eating on Erev Shabbos, eating into Shabbos, so then that's not an indication that the bread needs to be covered at the time of Kiddush, even when you started eating after Shabbos arrived. And secondly, if the Braisa that follows is talking about Erev Pesach, so then that's also not an indication that the bread needs to be covered at the time of Kiddush, even when you're eating after Shabbos has arrived. So if you combine those two interpretations, then there is no such indication from the Gemara that there is this halacha. However, as we noted, even Rashi himself, in his first interpretation, agrees that there is such a halacha, that the bread is supposed to be covered during the timing of Kiddush. All of the other Yishonim really agree to this halacha. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, both quoted in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Orach Chaim. You have that on your source sheets. The Shulchan Aruch in source number 4 says, Tzarech shetihiye mapa al hashulchan tachas hapas umapo acheres prusa al gabav. That during the time of Kiddush on Friday night, there needs to be a cloth underneath the bread and also a cloth above, spread out above the bread. That's the Shulchan Aruch paskening, the indication from our Gemara, both the story of Rabba Bar Rav Huna according to many Rishonim and the Braisa according to most Rishonim. So what emerges from our Gemara is this halacha as cited in the Shulchan Aruch that the bread is supposed to be covered during the timing of Kiddush. The question is why? What is the basis for this halacha? Why is it the case that the bread needs to be covered during Kiddush? So let's review a number of different reasons that hopefully you came across during Seder. I think in total we're going to come across 6. I think we're going to mention 6 different reasons as to why the bread should be covered during before Kiddush on Friday night. Let's begin with Tosfos and Daf Kuf Amid Beis. Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil She'in Mevien. We'll read it inside. So Tosfos comments on the Braisa that the table is not supposed to be brought out And by the way, when we see the table, the Rashbam made it perfectly clear that we're talking about covering the bread. And later Poskim also, including the Primigadim, based on an inference from the Taz, also notes that we're talking about covering the bread, meaning that there is an argument to be made that the entire table needs to be covered in the opposite case, namely when one is eating into Shabbos, in the case of Hafsaka. However, when one is not eating into Shabbos, but rather begins his meal after Shabbos has arrived, so then the implication of the Rashbam, and as I said, the inference of the Primigadim, and the simple interpretation of the Rishonim, is that only the bread needs to be covered. Okay, so back to Tosfos on Kuf Amid Beis. She'in mevien es ha-shulchan elo im kein kidesh. V'hoda aminan b'chol kisvei matzah shulchan aruch malach tov omer v'chulei. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis praises one who has his table set prior to the onset of Shabbos. So it makes it seem like the table is all ready to go when Shabbos has arrived, even before you've made kiddush, which would contradict the Braisa, which says that you shouldn't bring out the table prior to kiddush. So Tosfos resolves, lo kasha, there's no difficulty. D'aruchu b'makom acher. It's set up, but in a different location. It's not set up in the dining room. It's set up in some other place, and then will be brought out to the dining room after kiddush is made. Achin mevino solamakom su'uda ad achar kiddush, as we just said. V'achshav, so Tosfos now makes a contemporary comment. V'achshav shulchanu shalanu shehin gedolim yoser midai. Nowadays, we eat on tables that are much larger than the tables that they used to use. V'kasha lahaviyam achar kiddush. You can't just bring out a dining room table from another room to the dining room. Shalol lahafsik kokach ben kiddush l'su'uda, because that would cause a great interruption between kiddush and the su'uda. So therefore, what do we do? Anu regilin lifros mapo l'kadesh. So therefore, we don't practice the literal din of this braisa, namely to have the shulchan, to have the table in a different room and then bring it into the dining room. Rather, we have the table in the dining room itself, but instead of bringing it from another room, we cover the bread before kiddush, and that accomplishes the same purpose. Now, what is that purpose? That's the million-dollar question. So here comes the first idea, as Tosfos quotes from the She'iltos, and the Rashbam does as well. V'ata mefurash b'She'iltos ki heichi detesi se'udasa b'yakra d'shabasa, so that the meal arrives, literally, that it comes for the sake of Kavod Shabbos, that it's coming for the sake of Shabbos. It's not just Stam that you're sitting down for a nice, fancy meal on some weeknight, for some weeknight dinner, but rather this is Leil Shabbos. This is a Suda Shabbos. When you reveal the food after having made Kiddush, so then you essentially make a declaration, you make it clear and recognizable that the food and the meal that's about to ensue is for the purpose of Shabbos. And that's what we're trying to accomplish according to the She'ilta. So the reasoning for covering the bread is so that the food is covered prior to the recitation of Kiddush, and then is uncovered after Kiddush, and thereby brought out for the sake of Shabbos. And this is what we'll term Havas HaShulchan L'Chvod Shabbos, bringing out the food for the purpose of Shabbos Kodesh. That is opinion or view number one. Tosfos then goes on to quote another idea, V'yash Mefarish Zecher Laman. Shelo haya yored b'shabasos v'yamim tovim, v'haya tal milamala u'milamata v'haman bintayim. So then Toso says that there's another reason to have the bread covered, which is as a zecher laman. The man did not fall on Shabbos and Yontif, and as a commemoration to the fact that Shabbos was a special day with respect to the man, namely that there was a double portion of man on Friday and no man on Shabbos, so we treat the lechem that we have on Shabbos like the man, and we cover it on the both on the bottom and on the top. We have a cover below and a cover above, just like the man, which had a layer of dew below and a layer of dew above when it fell in the midbar. So in order to treat the lechem like the man and make a zecher leman, a commemoration to the man, we have a mappa below and a mappa above. So that's two reasons that Tosfos notes. The first one, in the name of the She'iltos, that we cover the bread prior to Kiddush so that the bread is brought out for the sake of Shabbos. And the second one, that we cover the bread prior to Kiddush so that it's a commemoration to the man. And that's why we go out of our way to have both a tablecloth on the bottom and also what we term a challah cover on top of the lechem. So those are the first two reasons to note. If you turn to your source sheets, in source number one, Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, a different version of the Tosos, mentions other possible reasons for covering the bread. So let's read this inside. That which we cover the bread with a cloth on Friday night. So Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz first mentions the reasoning of the She'iltos, namely to make it recognizable that the food is coming for the sake of Shabbos. Mihu masha anu misibin mapa al halachem shacharis lav hainu mehai taima. That which we cover the bread, we cover the challah on Shabbos morning, is not for this reason, so that the food comes out for the sake of Shabbos. The high time of lo shayach ki im beleil Shabbos. The oz havya hachnasa Shabbos. Says Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, this idea that the food should be brought out for the sake of Shabbos, that is relevant only to the onset of Shabbos, only to Friday night, to the first suda that you have at night. Because that's the knisa of Shabbos, that's when Shabbos enters. That's when you make it clear that the food that you're having throughout the day is for the purpose of Shabbos. Masha'in came in contrast when it comes to the meal. On Shabbos morning, to your second Suda, to Suda Shacharis. So you've already declared the night before that your meals on Shabbos are for the sake of Shabbos. You don't have to do that again. So why is it that we cover the bread during Suda Shacharis also? So says Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, V'yesh li tein ta'am, da'haynu shelo levayesh es hapas. I think colloquially, this is probably the most well-known of the reasons. That we cover the bread as to not embarrass the bread. Obviously, that's al derech mashal. And what we mean is that the imhoya hapas megula, says Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, below mapa, had the bread been left uncovered, yihi aboshas lapas, it would have been a ki'ilu embarrassment to the bread. Why? The bechol yom mevarchin al hapas kodem layayin, ve'achshav anu makdimin levarech al hayayin. Why? Because generally, when you're eating bread and you're drinking wine, you make a hamotzi first on the bread, and then you make a bori priagofen on the wine. That's according to Hilchos Brachos that we learn from Maseches Brachos. But in this case, where we have to recite Kiddush first, so therefore we're going to make the bori priagofen prior to the hamotzi, so it would almost be, it would be to cause shame that to the bread to have to revert the din, so to speak, meaning to not give it the priority that it is due. In the Gemara in Brachos says that it always deserves to go first. In this case, we have to make the bori priagofen first. So instead of having the bread be visible at that time and nonetheless ignore it and make the bori priagofen, instead we cover it so that the bread is not, so to speak, disgraced by its lack of priority. So this is the idea of not causing busha, not causing shame and embarrassment to the pas. But this comes really in different forms. The first form in which it comes is what we just saw in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that the busha would be the fact that the yayin, that the borei pri hagofen, takes precedence to the hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. That I make a bracha on the wine prior to making a bracha on the bread. However, there is another formulation in the Sefer HaMichtam that describes the busha in different terms, that explains that the busha would really be for a different reason. And this is in source number 7, where the Sefer HaMichtam says, V'yeshen nosnin ta'am leprisas hamapa, kedei shelo sechalim hapas, so that the bread is not embarrassed, kishemekadshin al hayayin v'lo aleha. When we make kiddush on wine and not on the bread. Now that is saying something different from the view of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. See, the Sefer HaMichtam is saying, look, you have two options in front of you. We know from the Gemara that one can make kiddush on wine, and one can also make kiddush on bread. If he doesn't have any wine, he can make kiddush on bread. So says the Sefer HaMichtam, the bread is fundamentally available for kiddush. It can be used for kiddush. So when I decide to make the kiddush on wine and not on the bread, that is, a slap in the face, so to speak, to the bread. So therefore, I cover the bread while I'm making Kiddush on the wine so that it's as if I'm not choosing the wine instead of the bread. So again, this idea of busha, of shame, of embarrassment to the bread comes in two different forms. The first is offered by the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, that the busha is to prioritize the bracha of borei pri hagafen to the bracha of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. The second idea comes from the Sefer HaMechdam, that the busha is to give the opportunity of Kiddush to wine as opposed to the bread. Now, for both of those reasons, we cover the bread, so it's as if we're not disregarding the bread in favor of the wine during the timing of Kiddush. So far we have four reasons on the books. One is so that the food comes out for the sake of Shabbos, that's the She'iltos quoted in Tosos on the Rashbam. Number two is the commemoration to the man, to have a layer beneath and a layer above the bread, that's the second idea in Tosos. Number three, and this comes in two different forms, so we'll call it 3a and 3b, is the prevention of embarrassment of the bread. Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, 3a, so that the bracha of the lechem is not embarrassed by the bracha of Bari Pri Agafen preceding the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, and the Sefer HaMechdam 3b, so that the bread is not embarrassed by us favoring the wine for the opportunity of Kiddush as opposed to the bread. When we jump back to Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz in source number one, we get a fifth reason, and he quotes this from Moreno Harav Rabbeinu Avraham. And he says, "Umimoreinu Harav Rabbeinu Avraham Shamati, she'im haya hapas megule, had the bread been exposed, hayat sarich levarich al hapas kodem layayin. So then you would actually be forced, you would be compelled to make Kiddush on the bread. You would be compelled to make the hamotzi prior to the borei pri hagafen. Mishum de ikdemei kra, dechsev eretz chita vegomer kedemashma bebrachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, based on the pasuk eretz chito sa'ora vegefen osa'ina verimon, that the bracha of hamotzi always comes before, it takes priority to the bracha of borei pri hagafen. So had you had a piece of bread, a challah, and a cup of wine sitting right before you, and they're both totally uncovered, you see both of them sitting right in front of you, then what gives you the right to make the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen prior to the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz? Says Rabbeinu Avraham that you'd have to make Hamotzi prior to Hagafen. But of course we don't want to do that because we want to make Kiddush first. We want to make Kiddush, and as part of Kiddush we're making a Borei Pri Hagafen. So says Rabbeinu Avraham, to avoid being forced to have to say Hamotzi, we cover the bread so that it's as if it's no longer there. Once it's as if it's no longer there, then we can make the Borei Pri Hagafen without having to make the Hamotzi first. So that is option number five. That we cover the bread so that it's as if it's not there, and thereby facilitate the recitation of Borei Pri Hagafen prior to the articulation of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Avraham quoted in Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz. That is the fifth option. Now let's come to the sixth and final reason that we're going to consider for tonight, and that emerges from the comments of the Maharam Chalava in source number two. Maharam Chalava in Kufa Midbeis says as follows, Rabba Bar Avuna Ikla Leberesh Gulusa, Aisutako Lekamei Paris Map of a Kaddish. That's the Gemara. Mehosham Inon, from this we derive, the Lav Davka Behefsek Ha'ochel Mebeod Yom Tzarech Prises Mapa. Not only when you're eating on Friday afternoon into Shabbos, when Shmuel Paskins Poris Mapu Makadish, do you need to cover the table for the sake of interrupting the meal? Elahu Hadin Lachol Kiddush. The same is true for every time that you make Kiddush. The Hahacha Lohava Yasiv Bisuudasa Mibod Yom, because in this case, the Maram Chalava agrees with the Rashbam, that Rabbi Barav Huna and the Rash Gulusa were not eating on Friday afternoon, they were eating after they came home from Shul on Friday night, and nonetheless, they were Poris Mapa. So you see from here that we cover the bread even when you're not eating into Shabbos, but rather you're eating once Shabbos has already arrived. Continues the Maram Chalava, V'taima de Prisis Mapa, ki heichi de lechze kovea su'udoso al hayayin. It's so that it appears that you are establishing your su'uda, you are affixing your su'uda Shabbos, you're juxtaposing it to the wine that you are drinking right before it. So you want to make it clear that this su'uda is al hayayin, that there's a borei pri hagafen, there's a kos of yayin that is framing the meal. So in order to do that, the wine needs to come before the bread is exposed, before the bread is brought out. Because the wine sets the tone for the meal. Once the wine has been the tone setter, then you can bring out the bread. But in order to fulfill that idea, the bread needs to be covered first in order to allow for the wine to be the tone setter for the meal. V'hilkach, and therefore says the Maran Chalava, bein bekiddush d'layla, bein bekiddush d'yamama, whether it's kiddush at night or kiddush during the morning, bo'in l'mifras mapa, you have to do a priestess mapa for both. D'bitarvayu koveya su'udaso alayayin, because in both su'udos, you are framing your su'uda with wine to begin with. And that is how they practice Beveirav in the Maram Chalava's time. That's how they practiced. So let's review the six reasons that we saw from the Rishon. Number one, we saw from the She'iltos quoted in Tosos that we are covering the bread during the time before Kiddush. Why? So that the food comes out for the sake of Shabbos. Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz noted that that idea is really relevant only to the Friday night meal, not to the Shabbos morning meal, as opposed to the Maram Chalava's reason, namely that the Suda should be framed by wine, where the Maram Chalava went out of his way to say that that reasoning is relevant not only at nighttime, but also during the morning. So reason number one from the She'iltos for the food to come out for the sake of Shabbos. Reason number two from Tosfos to make a commemoration to the man to cover the bread on the bottom and on the top. Reason number three, to prevent the embarrassment of the bread. And we saw it come in two forms. 3a, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, so that the bread doesn't feel like Hagafen is made before Hamotzi. 3b from the Sefer HaMechdam, so that it's not disgracing the bread, as if we're giving the wine the opportunity for Kiddush, but not the bread. Reason number four we saw from Rabbeinu Avraham, quoted in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that this is in order to facilitate our recitation of Borei Pri HaGafen prior to Hamotzi. Because had the bread not been covered, then we would be compelled to say Hamotzi first, based on the general din in Brachos. So therefore, we have to cover the bread first to be able to say Borei Pri HaGafen. And reason number six from the Maram Chalava, to make it clear that our Sudo Shabbos are framed by the wine that we consume, that we drink right before the meal. And the Maram Chalava went out of his way to say that that reason is relevant not only for the nighttime Suda, but also for the daytime Suda. As you can imagine, if there are six different reasons, for this halacha, that we cover the bread at the timing of Kiddush, there are certainly going to be many practical ramifications between these six different reasons. And I'd like to explore a number of those nafka mina together with you. So let's begin in sources number 4, 5, and 6. Namely, the question of until when does the bread have to be covered? We already noted that the Shulchan Aruch codifies this halacha, that tzarech shetiyeh mapa la'shulchan tachas hapas u'mapa acheres prusa al gabav, that there needs to be a cloth beneath the bread and a cloth above the bread at the time that one makes kiddush. The Magen Avraham in source number 5 comments, because had it been exposed, then you would have had to make Hamotzi first. That's like the Rabbeinu Avraham that we saw in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Ulefize, and according to this, Miyan kishabireich borei pri agafen, once you've made borei pri agafen, then rashai legaloso, so then you can uncover the bread. Meaning to say, if we paskin like Rabbeinu Avraham, that other opinion in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that the idea is to cover the bread so that we are able to say Borei Pri HaGafen first. Because had the bread been exposed, we would have had to say Hamotzi. So then, once we've said Borei Pri HaGafen, so then there's no longer any need, there's no longer any reason to cover the bread. So you can uncover the bread once you've said Borei Pri HaGafen. But according to the She'iltos' reasoning, that it's for the sake of the, it's so that the food comes for the sake of Shabbos, then lo yigalehu ad achar hakiddush, says the Magen Avraham. So then the bread should not be uncovered until the very end of Kiddush. We know that from the Nusach of Kiddush, that Kiddush begins with we first say Vayichulu, then we say Borei Pri HaGafen, and then we jump into the Nusach of Kiddush. And we end Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadish HaShabbos. The question is, can you uncover the bread after saying Borei Pri HaGafen, or do you have to wait until you've concluded the Kiddush with Mekadish HaShabbos? So the Magen Avraham is saying that if the reason to cover the bread is to facilitate the recitation recitation of Borei Pri HaGafen prior to Hamotzi. So then once you've said Borei Pri HaGafen, you can uncover the bread. However, if, like the She'ilto said, the reason to cover the bread is so that the bread comes for the sake of Shabbos, so then you should keep the bread covered until you've announced that it's Shabbos, until you've said Mekadesh HaShabbos. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says that an afkemina between Rabbeinu Avraham and the She'iltos, between these two different reasons, is going to be until when do I have to cover the bread, until Borei Pri HaGafen, or until Mekadesh HaShabbos. The truth is that in source number 6, the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Ayin Aleph, Mem Aleph, pushes this timeline even further. And he says that from the Pri Megadim, Humashma B'Pri Megadim, Shalachol HaTo'amim Dai B'Mekadish Al HaYayin, Shemechusa Ad Achar Shegomer HaKiddush, V'chein B'Shachris Tzarech Gamkin Yos HaPas Mechusa Ad Achar HaKiddush M'To'amim Elu. Mishnah Berurah first quotes the Pri Megadim, who paskins like the second opinion in the Magen Avraham, that the bread should be covered until the end of Kiddush. But then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to quote from the Chai Adam. Uvechai Adam mashma, Dilitam zecher leman, tov shiyiya mechuse ad achar berkas hamotzi. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chai Adam that according to the second reason in Tosfos, namely, that the bread is covered as a commemoration to the man, so then the bread should be covered until after you've said hamotzi. Because hamotzi is when is the bracha that you're making on the bread. And the bread is what's the commemoration to the man. So if you really want to treat the bread as a commemoration to the man, then you should treat it that way until you've made the bracha on it, until it served its purpose. So therefore, you should have the bread covered until birkas hamotzi. So you see three different opinions come out from the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah. Magen Avraham has one side to say that only you need to cover it only until Borei Pri HaGafen. Then, according to the She'iltos' reasoning, you should go until at least Mekadesh HaShabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that according to the second reason of Tosos of the commemoration to the man, you should go all the way to Hamotzi. So there may be different practices with respect to this question. I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan that he says the minog is actually like the most machmir day in the Mishnah Berurah, that it should be covered until one says Hamotzi. Okay, so that's the first nafkamina as to until when does the bread need to be covered. Let's now discuss another nafkamina that comes up in the poskim on Shulchan Aruch, in the Taz. And this is in source number 3. So let's say you're not making kiddush on wine, but rather you're making kiddush on bread. Does the bread need to be covered even when you're making kiddush on bread? So the Taz first quotes from the Tur, who quotes B'Shem the Yerushalmi, that we saw in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and other Rishonim, that the reason to cover the bread is so that the bread is not ashamed, disgraced, it's not embarrassed. Ulefize, says the Taz, in Mekadesh al HaPas, eino tzarech lechasos alav mapa. So if you're making kiddush on the bread, then you don't need to cover it because you're not embarrassing it in any way. You're not prioritizing wine to bread because you're making kiddush on the bread. So once you're making kiddush on the bread and wine is nowhere on the table, then the bread does not need to be covered. That would be according to that reasoning. Avalatam acher shakasav atur. But according to the other reasoning, the second opinion in Tosos, that it's a commemoration to the man, so then the Taz says that the bread would have to be covered nonetheless, even if you're making kiddush on the bread and the wine is not there. Because the whole idea is for the bread to serve as a commemoration to the man. That is going to be relevant regardless of whether there is wine present or not. So that's a second nafkamina. When one makes kiddush on bread, does he have to cover the bread or not? Now let's turn to the Rishonim themselves. The Rishonim actually mentioned some nafkamina themselves. We've already mentioned a few in terms of whether this din would apply to the Suda Shachris and on what basis. But now let's turn to the Sefer HaMichtam, a really interesting comment. The Michtam that we read almost entirely, the Michtam said that we cover the bread so that it's not embarrassed that it's not being used for Kiddush and instead the wine is being used for Kiddush. Then the Michtam says, V'chein b'berkas ha-mazon. Says the Michtam that according to this reasoning, that we should not embarrass the bread, so the bread should be covered during Birkas HaMazon as well. Wow. So it seems like according to the Sefer HaMichtam, that whenever you have a clash between bread and wine is taking priority. So for example, Birkas HaMazon, we're going to conclude with a Borei Pri HaGafen, right? So says the Michtam, you shouldn't have any bread out on the table when you're making the Borei Pri HaGafen, because that would be a source of embarrassment to the bread. And a very similar idea comes through from a comment of the Hagos Maimonios in the name of the Maharam in Rutenberg in source number 8. I'm not going to read that inside, but the Hagos Maimonios says that the same applies to Havdalah. Let's say you have bread on the table at the time that you're making Havdalah, at the end of Shabbos. Do you have to cover the bread? Says the Hagos Maimonios that according to the reasoning of the Busha idea, that we want to prevent the embarrassment of the bread, so then yes, the bread should be covered when we're making Havdalah, because we're making a Borei Pri HaGofen as part of Havdalah. Therefore, there's a clash between Borei Pri HaGofen and a bracha on the bread that really should take priority to Borei Pri HaGofen. So we should cover the bread so that it's as if it's not there, or at least it doesn't encounter, it doesn't confront the Borei Pri HaGofen that is taking place at that time. This is actually Paskin Halacha Lamaisa in source number 9 in Shulchan Aruch Reish Tzadi Tes Sef Tes, where the Shulchan Aruch says that Tzarech Lizahir Shalo Yavi Lechem La Shulchan Kodem Havdalah. You shouldn't bring out bread to the table prior to Havdalah. V'im Hevi Poris Alav Mapa U'mechaseyu. And if you did, then you should cover the bread beforehand. L'fishu Humuktam Bepasuk V'tzarech Lahakdim Om Lo Yechasenu. Because the bread is going to have to take precedence to the wine if it's not covered. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you should actually have your bread covered at the time of Havdalah so that you can have Borei Pri HaGofen prior to Hamotzi. There, he seems to be adopting the reasoning of Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, namely that if the bread were there, then you would have to make a bracha on the bread first. The Michtam and the Hagos Maimonios were appealing to the idea of Busha, that it's that really you shouldn't, that the bread should be covered during both Birkas HaMazon, that was the Michtam, and during Havdalah, that's Hagos Maimonios, because of the busha that would be caused to the bread if we made a Borei Pri HaGofen on the wine while the bread was present. I'm sorry, actually, I think the Hagos Maimonios does not appeal. Let's see, the Hagos Maimonios. The Hagos Maimonios does not appeal to the reasoning of Busha. The Hagos Maimonios says exactly like what the Shulchan Aruch says, namely that one should cover the bread at the time of Havdalah so that one can make a Borei Pri HaGofen prior to saying a Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. Okay, so what nafkamina do we have so far? We have until when does the bread have to be covered? We have, what about if you're making kiddush on bread? You have to cover the bread. That was the discussion of the tithes. We have, does bread need to be covered during other times? Not just during kiddush, but also during benching. That was the Sefer HaMichtam. And during Havdalah. That was the Hagos Maimonios and the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what about covering the bread during different meals? So we pointed out that according to all of the opinions, the bread has to be covered at night. What about during the morning meal? We pointed out that according to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, the bread does not have to be covered during the morning meal if you adopt the approach that the bread should be covered so that the food comes for the sake of Shabbos, because that concept is relevant only to the beginning of Shabbos. However, according to other reasonings, for example, for the sake of the man, as a zecher leman, it would have to be covered during the suda of Shachris. Or for the busha idea, it would have to be covered during the morning suda. What about Suda Shlishis? What about Shalashudis? So this is an interesting discussion where the Aruch HaShulchan says that the fact that we do not cover the bread during Shalashudis shows you that really we're not paskening, or we're not paskening the commemoration to the man idea, but rather other ideas that are not applicable during Shalashudis. So let's spell this out, okay? During Shalashudis, we don't make Kiddush. So if we don't make Kiddush, then there's no idea of Busha, because there's no conflict, there's no clash between wine and bread. So that would explain why we don't have to cover the bread during Shalashudis. But if the reason to cover bread was for the commemoration of to the man, so then that should apply to any meal where we're using lechem on Shabbos, right? To meal 1, 2, or 3. Why should that not apply to Shalashudis? So therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that you see from the fact that we don't cover the bread during Shalashudis, that really we adopt the busha reasoning more so than the commemoration to the man reasoning. Because the commemoration to the man reasoning would apply during Shalashudis as well. Okay. I want to discuss just two other more modern-day questions that I saw in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura that were interesting. So what about if you use like a clear challah cover? Would that be sufficient to fulfill the din of covering the challah? So Rav Nissen Karelitz in the Chutshani, he says that that would be insufficient. Why? Because according to the idea of busha, you have to cover the bread so that its presence is not felt. But if the challah cover is clear, then you can see the challah. The challah is apparent, it's present to everybody at the table. So therefore, it's not as if it's not there. And as such, that would be an insufficient type of cover. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa quotes of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that it would be sufficient, and perhaps the idea is that a cover is a cover. Once you've covered the bread, it doesn't matter whether the cover allows for the bread to be seen. If it's covered, then it's fulfilled the idea of having covered the bread. In addition to that, what if you're at one of these meals where it's not only the person making Kiddush who has the Lecha Mishnah, but you know, at Sheva Brachos or at a Kiddush where a lot of people, all of the guests have their own roles. Do those have to be covered as well? So Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins in Orach Chaim, Chelek Hei, Simin Chaf, Sifyud Ches, that they do need to be covered because of the idea of Mon and also because of the idea of Busha. He thinks that those ideas are both relevant to this case. However, the Shmir Shabbos quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach again that it would be unnecessary in this case because only the person making Kiddush needs to cover the bread because he is the person who's responsible or who confronts the clash between the bread and the wine. But for those not making Kiddush, so then there's no clash between the bread and the wine, and therefore their bread would not have to be covered. Okay, so these are a number of different nafkamina that arise from our discussion of covering, from the halacha of covering the bread, both on Friday night and also during Shabbos day. So we discussed six different reasons in as to why the bread has to be covered, and we mentioned a whole slew of nafkamina, including which meals for which meals does the bread need to be covered, whether the bread needs to be covered during other times besides Kiddush, like during benching and Avdalah, whether the bread needs to be covered when one is making Kiddush on bread, whether the bread needs until when the bread needs to be covered, a discussion between the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura and the Prima Gadim, whether clear covers are sufficient, and also whether other guests who have bread at their seats need to cover their bread. One last nafkamina before we wrap up. I saw one note in the Aruch HaShulchan, which was interesting. Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. I think I put this on the Makoros. This is in source number 12, where the Aruch HaShulchan says, what about if you just don't have the bread on the table? Let's say you just leave the challah in the kitchen and you make Kiddush at the dining room table while the bread is sitting in the kitchen. Would that be sufficient? You're not covering the bread, but the bread is not present. So would that be sufficient? So says the Aruch HaShulchan that would work according to the reasoning of Busha, that in order to prevent the disgrace to the bread, that would be sufficient because the bread is not feeling, you know, the prioritization of the Bari Priya Gofen to the Hamotzi. However, he says, Ein nachon lasos kein. It's not proper to keep the bread away from the table. The bread should be on the table and covered. Why? Because of the other reasons. For example, if we want to make a commemoration to the mun, so then the bread needs to be on the table so that we're treating it like the mun, which it has a layer beneath and a layer above. And in addition, if we want to, you know, bring the suda for the sake of Shabbos, so then we want to have the food ready to go on the table so that it can be uncovered after Kiddush is made. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that for the other reasons, the bread should really be at the table. It should just be covered during the time of Kiddush. I wish everybody a great rest of the week.